Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the east. I can see Ecom, Nova Scotia. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto.
And this is Andrew Brown, President of Right on the Money.
And this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, Andrew, I'm really excited because you're our guest. My co-host is back to join us on the special edition and rendition. It's the summertime. Andrew and I are focused on a lot of different stuff, but I said to Andrew, what can we do that is really effective? And Andrew said, the art of first impressions. So Andrew, the art of first impressions, man, what do we say?
First impressions are something that either set a wonderful tone for relationships or they plague us. They come back to haunt us in our business and personal lives. And I've been out speaking to a lot of organizations over the last few months, and I have to tell you, there's still a lot of work to be done for people to make strong and positive first impression.
Well, I'll tell you, I was at a session this morning, and the challenge was to a number of Fortune 500 executives on the stage. It was a panel of five or six of them, and they were each asked in 90 seconds or less, give their elevator pitch. And these are key guys, right?
Right.
And what happened was every one of them got to the bell 90 seconds, either hadn't made their point, hadn't made a salient point, hadn't been able to get to any of the points because they couldn't figure out how to praise it. Interesting from that, though, was that the moderator then said, the real thing that matters in first impressions is the first 7 seconds.
Right. And if you scan the literature, you'll see the number anywhere from 5 to 30 seconds when you can make a difference. In fact, it's hardwired in the human brain to assess a person within those first few seconds. And every study that I've taken a look at, from business, psychology, marketing, sales, show that in most cases, an unfavorable first impression is enough to cause us to not even bother looking more deeply at a person or a product or a company or really getting to know them at all.
Well, one of our guests a couple of weeks ago, Stuart Knight, was leading us through what makes an entrepreneur really successful. And his whole thing is one conversation at a time. It all builds on that impression. So, Andrew, I think we know why first impressions are important, because it's the first impression. It leads your thought process, gives your sense of who you're dealing with. But what does it take to make a good first impression?
Well, here's another thing. If you scan a lot of the networking experts or branding specialists, you'll see a lot of common terms coming up, like friendly and clever and funny. But I think it's really important to take a little deeper look into why these qualities are the ones that are often cited and what it takes to leave a really good first impression. Turns out there are three components of a really good first impression. The first is it stirs up an emotion. Now, hopefully, it's a positive emotion, and it's too easy to forget that emotion plays a huge part in business success. I remember you sharing an old adage with me that you buy on emotion and justify with reason. Well, that happens on a personal basis as well as on a product or company level.
So when we go into a bank with a client, we're going to your point about buying on emotion, we let the client speak with passion to the project. Then we pull out the accounting documents, transactions, the forecasts, all of that accounting-y stuff. We let the banker make his decision based on the passion, the emotion that he receives from the entrepreneur, and then the logic of the documents we present. In that scenario, the good first impression to me is the way the entrepreneur comes across, the confidence he carries with himself, the air he has about himself as he sits down, as he shakes the hand with the banker, and well before the accountants or the lawyers put their documents on the table.
Indeed. Again, he is living that emotion. He's showing it. He's harnessed it. He's focused in a way that leaves a good first impression. And so emotion's the first piece. The second is a good first impression needs to be memorable. It should be unique. And ideally, it should be short and concise because, quite frankly, people don't remember an abundance of technical information from an initial interaction that is the first impression. And you said earlier about the elevator pitch. Also, people get exposed to businesses, you know, via email or publications, ads. And the reality is people will spend seconds, 3 to 10 seconds on an item like an email or a publication ad. So the message really has to be memorable and concise.
Well, I'll tell you something else about quick messages. And again, now it comes to the visual part of first impressions. Years ago, a very successful car salesperson, I say person because it was a female, so a lady car salesperson, said to me, the first thing I look at when assessing a client is their shoes, especially a male. If the shoes are shiny and clean, I know we can do good business. If the shoes do not show a good impression, she goes, I know we're not going to do a deal. We're not going to get along. I thought, that's pretty interesting. But I'll tell you something, Andrew. I don't go to meetings now without making sure my shoes are clean, especially if I'm meeting with women.
That's a great story. And I think that that just reinforces and it embodies how important that first impression is. Let's hit the third final component of a good first impression. And it's one that companies struggle with the most. And that is, it should accurately reflect who you are or what your company is about. Because if the first impression shapes how and when people come to deal with you and whether they will or won't engage with you, authenticity is absolutely critical.
So when you say authenticity, that's pretty interesting because an awful lot of people say, well, that guy's a phony, doesn't know what he's talking about. How do you impart authenticity?
Well, that's an age-old question, and that is knowing what is really true to your business. You were reflecting, again, that story about the elevator pitch. They were not able to articulate what it was that was really core, what was unique, the value that they provided. It's not something that is done overnight. It takes time to boil down what is truly you in a very short and succinct way. It's not easy. It takes time.
So, you know, I almost want to step back and say, if I'm in a room with a group of people and you walk in, what is the first things that come to my mind? How do I make that impression?
Let me step back for a moment and identify in general terms the four big buckets of ways that first impressions are created. And we'll get to dealing with that specific question as well. The first is one that we're all familiar with. It's that impersonal, what people read about you or about your business. Maybe they go to a website. That's an impersonal way that people get first impressions. There's a second one that's personal or social, what people hear about you. Social media is all the buzz, and it's people talking about others or what you hear from people in common. That's a second way that first impressions are established. Third, emotional. When you actually connect with someone, you meet someone, you see them in person, or you have an interaction with their product or their service offering, that's emotional. You get that emotional connection right away. Good or bad, it's when first impressions are established. And finally, there's a physical component as well. So if I come into your office, that physical environment, that your business's welcome area, that is another way that first impressions are established.
So that's all well laid out. So now, go back to my thought and my comment. I'm in a room with a group. Andrew Brown walks in. I make immediate first impressions. What am I relying on for those immediate first impressions? Do I, in fact, go back to your list of impersonal, personal, emotional, physical, or is there something else more ethereal happening in a quick second-by-second impression? 7 seconds, we're done.
Well, again, on the emotional part, that's when you go back and you say, if I'm the conveyor of the first impression, then I've got to stir up an emotion. So as a recipient of that first impression, you are a set of open doors looking for some sort of connection with that person. You're also looking for visual cues. You're looking for auditory cues that are things that are memorable about this person. And again, you're not fact-finding. Even if you're saying to yourself, well, wait a sec, how am I going to connect with this person because they could be useful to me in some way, you're still gathering the first impression. So this is even before you go through that mental exercise.
All right, now let's come from another perspective. We got entrepreneurs across the country, we got business owners, managers. I'm curious as to what businesses tend to neglect when they're first setting their own first impression for their target audience.
I think that one way to take a look at what they neglect is also to take a look at what they spend a lot of time on. And businesses generally spend a lot of time on websites, brochureware, items that are very physical, that while they set a positive first impression, they are not the only thing. And they can't assume that that's the only way that people come to have that first impression. So I would say, hey, if you're thinking about that impersonal, the channel to create that first impression. Make sure that you are also having a LinkedIn presence, because people are going to LinkedIn more than they're going to websites right now. So if you're going that impersonal bucket, get that LinkedIn thing going. Finally, I would say the one area that businesses are sadly remiss and most neglectful is actually their physical environment, strangely enough. It's tough to translate qualities of those first impressions that you want into a physical setting, and you often have to bring in the folks from marketing and facilities and sales in order to do it properly. But you can do a little bit of homework in that area, so at least you don't put people off as that first impression. So I'd say, everyone, go out right now. Take a look at your welcome areas. Take a look at your reception areas. And think about simple things, like the magazines that are there. Are they current? Are they relevant? Do they have your own information as opposed to the company's information? How are people greeted? Are they welcomed when they come into the reception? Are there specific activities that you've established? Or are you creating essentially a hospital waiting room, which is the least favorite setting in the world of all people? So think those things through and then chat with your marketing folks and your sales and your facility folks and say, listen, here's some things that we want to reinforce when people come to our physical space.
So great tips, Andrew. I know there's more that can be said and done specific to companies, specific to individual managers and the ventures they manage and own. Is there a way that you would like us to reach you, our listeners to reach you, to follow up if you want to give them some direct tips? And I would say people reach out to you, have you look at their website, give you some first off the top impressions and see where that leads. What's the best way to reach you, Andrew?
Best way to reach me is at andrew@businesscast.com.
All right, Andrew Brown, thank you very much. Andrew is the president, right on the money. Until next time, I'm Robert Gold, managing partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to see how we try our best to make a great impression, check us out at benegold.ca. See what a great CA firm can do for you.
And I'm Andrew Brown, president of Right on the Money, and you can reach me at andrew@businesscast.ca.
You can reach me at robert@benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at ProfitGuide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone. Andrew, let's say it together. Good night. Ecom Secom, Nova Scotia.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at BennettGold.ca.